Page 129, Unit 31. Advertising is harmful.
Advertising is fundamentally persuasion, and persuasion happens to be not a science, but an art. William Birnbach.
We live in an age when advertising is ubiquitous and a double-edged sword. Small wonder that the proponents of the above statement have a number of justifiable concerns, while those who are against it can bring up several positive arguments in favor of advertising that shed light on its indispensability. Obviously, advertising is indeed harmful, particularly to young girls and children, who are very often the main target of advertisers. In the case of teenage girls and women, the danger lies in what standards of beauty is set in advertisements, which show perfect, of course, airbrushed women. As a result, this message may put them in doubt of their self-worth and beauty. In this way, it triggers mental health problems at an early age. Besides, children are being tempted by advertisements for junk food, unhealthy candies, useless toys, and white elephants. The most outrageous of all is the promotion of food which is rich in sugar, fat, or salt, which also contains a huge amount of preservatives, additives, and artificial colorings that help cause obesity and diabetes. Generally speaking, ignoring basic nutrition principles is directly connected to the high rate of the early emergence of these diseases. Furthermore, another serious effect is the creation of a longing for something that we did not know we really craved a few seconds earlier. The latest products are pushed heavily, and information overflows all through the media. Consumers are spoilt for choice. It leads to another significant factor to consider. Advertisements try to influence our emotions by making us believe that our dreams will come true if we use their products. It goes without saying, then, that we can become eager to buy these products, whether we need them or not. On the other side, advertising is beneficial. First and foremost, it plays a key role in modern society by helping us to choose from among goods. Also, it is an effective way to spread the word about the latest inventions, products, food supplements, or medical treatments. Both small and big companies draw our attention to products with new features or innovations. Businesses could not ever hope to succeed and make their products well known without advertising. Consequently, due to adverts, the wide selection available gives us the opportunity to choose the best and the most suitable item that each of us really needs or wishes for. Therefore, adverts build a bridge between the buyer and the seller. A further reason why advertising is advantageous are the outcomes of competition among enterprises, such as a drop in prices. Who can resist? The overall impact on society is the growing number of up-to-date and conscious customers searching for good value, the healthy, and the unique. One simple way to summarize is that while the positive impact of advertising is bringing in money from sales, it might affect negatively those who are the target of the advertising. As per my understanding, there are as many upsides as downsides. Thus, we have to learn to live with advertising, which is the blessing and the curse of society at the same time.